Hey, good morning, friends. Skip here. 3:45 a.m. on the first day of fall, the 22nd of September. I welcome you to our little podcast here. Thank you for listening. You got lots of choices when it comes to podcasting. Nice, cool September morning out here. You will hear some external noise. It appears my 14-year-old fell asleep with his music on, so you might hear some music in the background. You might hear some noises from the outside. I have the windows open. It's maybe in the high 50s outside right now. Nice, cool, crisp sort of fall weather, the kind of stuff I like. So I welcome you and I thank you for listening. I want to talk today about the so what, right? The eventuality of discovering, and I truly believe we will all someday discover who we truly are. What does that look like? You know, where are we going? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of all the struggle? What's the goal, if you will? If I uncover all of this false stuff that's on top of my true self, what will I see? Who will I discover? What will I be? Well, of course, I can't tell you exactly that. But I can tell you there are some indicators, and I can't tell you what you'll find when you get there. At least a couple markers of authenticity. So I want to talk about that this morning for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Then I want to include within that kind of what it takes. Because getting there is not easy. It can be confusing and hard, but you know all that. So let's talk about where we're going to end up. We have learned, you and I, and 7.5 billion, almost 8 billion other people have learned to exist in this world, to survive in this world in certain ways. And I am going to say almost 98% of those learned behaviors, 97, maybe if I'm generous, have nothing to do with discovering and living out of who we are authentically. What we learn is how to survive. And we might learn how to thrive and be successful in the context of the things that are false, in the context of the false institutions, in the context of the false reality that we collectively create through our ignorance of who we truly are. So there's that aspect that's the journey of spirituality is the uncovering of who you truly are. If you listen to any of these podcasts, that should not be new news. That's about the same. I hope I say that in some way every podcast. But once we begin to uncover things, or once we begin to remove sort of the dirt, if you will, and we get down to the real us, once we kind of dig down through the layers that we've learned, and we begin to see that diamond, if you will, that truth that is really us, here's what we're going to find. We're going to find ourselves having more empathy. We're going to be able to, even if someone really upsets us, even if someone grates our nerves, we're going to be able to say to ourselves, that person is that way because that's the way life made them to be. Excuse me while I get a drink here. That doesn't mean we have to agree or enable bad behavior. But we're going to be able to see that there are reasons why people are the way they are. And they're very much unaware of those reasons. Just like we have made mistakes because we are unaware of who we are. Now, that's not excuses, but there are reasons. There are causes underneath behavior. And we're going to begin to empathize with that because we're going to see it in ourselves. We're going to identify with others. We're going to see within ourselves that we do the same thing. We're going to not only have empathy, we're going to have compassion. We're going to be able to say, it's too bad. You know, at the very least, it's too bad that the person is choosing that. Rather than react out of a sense of anger or hatred or even frustration, which, trust me, I still have those things. They don't just go away. At some point, you'll come to a place where you go, the reason that person is so irritating, so vacuous, so egotistical, so harmful, so toxic is because that's what they've learned to do to survive in the world. Doesn't mean you have to be a part of their toxicity. Matter of fact, you will learn to cut toxic people out of your life. That's another lesson. That's another thing that will happen to you as you grow into your own authenticity. So, empathy, compassion, you'll begin to set better boundaries. Hang on just a second, folks. I gotta get another drink. And cut toxic people out of your lives. Avoid toxicity. Avoid creating your own toxic situation. Avoid creating drama to identify with. You'll begin to want to practice generosity rather than avoid it. Quite often people will see the needs of other people and say, well, I do for mine. I'm sorry, but you know, that's tough luck. Well, that changes. You may not always be able to help as much as you want, but you will always, when you're living out of your authentic self, always feel the compulsion to help. You'll always want to. Now, that's not easy, but it is part of being authentically you. You'll become very much more sensitive. You know, you'll feel the pain of others at a different level. You'll feel their sadness or their gladness at a very much more deep level in your own being. And those are not easy things to cope with. Folks, becoming authentically you is not, you know, finding the right set of beliefs, going to the right church or synagogue or temple on a Saturday or, Sunday, and then, you know, checking off that box for the whole week. That's what people have been taught. Becoming authentically you is actually realizing your oneness, your connectedness to the rest of humanity, to the rest of nature, to the rest of the universe. And that comes with challenges. It comes with a lot of pain at times, but it comes with what is real joy. A deeper joy. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be happy all the time. No one is. People who go around smiling all the time really disturb me. there's a time to frown and there's a time to smile. Life happens. And becoming authentically you, you know, you're going to not know parts of yourself. You're going to be introduced to, I've talked about this many times, to a new way of being creative, to a new way of expressing yourself as a human, to a new way of understanding yourself sexually, to a new way of understanding yourself emotionally, mentally. You're going to want to take better care of yourself physically. All of these things begin to happen when you begin the transformation into your authentic self. And it's not an easy transformation. You know, and I know it sounds cliche, but it's the best analogy there is for a spiritual life. And that is the caterpillar that becomes the butterfly. If you've ever watched that transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly, it's uncomfortable. It looks uncomfortable. It looks like a struggle. And it is. And that's the same way it is with we human beings. That we're not going to know what to do with the new us. We're not going to know how to see things. We're going to stumble through decisions. We're going to reach out for help. Some people will understand. Some people won't. It's not an easy task. And it's an ongoing journey. It's a journey that never really ends. At least as far as I can tell. Maybe a few people, a few of the great enlightened, maybe. But as far as I can tell, it's just an ongoing uncovering and reprogramming from what the world created you to be to who you truly are, who you truly were when you came in, before you began to be programmed by the world. And at some point, we have to start making decisions, start doing the work to discover who we truly are, who we truly know ourselves to be, which is a deeply connected, deeply compassionate, deeply empathetic, deeply aware, deeply connected, deeply loving, deeply understanding and grace-filled being. That's who you truly are. It really is. That's the stuff that's going to save the world. That's the stuff that's going to save families and other people. And what I mean by save is this. It's going to save people from that false reality that we've created. That false understanding of what it means to be human that we all of us have bought into. Anyway, there you go. I thank you for your time. Have a great day, folks. Happy fall. Please check out the website, findingmeaning1.com. Please check out the YouTube channel, Finding Meaning. Little 3-minute meditations there that I've started doing. And there's a Facebook page, Finding Meaning. And I hope you find meaning. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.